People are sometimes shocked to hear that kosher certification of dairy products is so complex. It seems quite counterintuitive, as isn't dairy basically all about milk and its various permutations? What makes dairy kosher so complicated? Let's examine a few actual consumer inquiries and the answers which we provided. This should enable us to better understand the complexities of dairy kosher with some hard facts. Here we go. Question. I am traveling to a location where there are quaint stores which sell all-natural homemade ice cream. Since I consume Cholav Stam, regular non-Cholav Israel milk, and natural ice cream is made from just cream, sugar, and natural additives, such as cocoa or vanilla beans, I presume that this ice cream is kosher, correct? Answer, not quite, and I hope this does not ruin your vacation, but ice cream is anything but simple from a kosher perspective. The cream used in ice cream can come from pure milk, as cream is the fatty part of milk. This is called sweet cream. However, cream, called whey cream, can also come from cheese production. This latter type of cream is quite kosher sensitive and is often non-kosher, and it is likewise often used in ice cream production. Ice cream also contains stabilizers, which create a proper melting effect and prevent ice cream from turning into ice crystals. Stabilizers can contain and are often processed on equipment used for non-kosher animal-based materials. Emulsifiers, which can come from non-kosher animal sources, serve to create the proper distribution of air and fat content in ice cream. Kosher agencies work hard to assure that all ingredients in kosher certified ice cream are indeed kosher, and this can be quite a task. Thus, please stay away from uncertified ice cream. Next question. I consume AA grade butter without hashgacha, without kosher certification, as it is made from pure cream. Why do people think that AA grade butter needs kosher certification anyway? Answer. Butter is graded organoleptically, meaning that it earns a high grade based on its purity of taste and mouthfeel. A AA grade does not mean that butter is free of often non-kosher whey cream. It rather means that the butter has a pure, smooth flavor and feel, typically associated with sweet cream. AA grade butter can legally contain whey cream so long as the purity and smoothness of the butter remain on a AA grade level. Please also note that butter often contains starter distillate, a butter flavor made from the lactic culture fermentation of milk and purification via steam distillation. Starter distillate for sure needs hashgacha, and its presence in any butter is an additional reason that such butter should not be consumed without reliable kosher certification. Next question. As an aside, you just mentioned lactic acid. Sometimes I see products with lactic acid that are labeled as kosher parv. Is that an error? Answer. Lactic acid is an acid that can be derived from many sources: cornstarch, sugar, corn, and whey. While lactic acid is kosher sensitive, it is not necessarily from dairy sources. Question. I see many kosher products whose labels state, quote, contains no lactose, close quote. I personally treat these products as parv, as non-dairy, even though they're often certified as dairy. Can you please clarify? Answer. Lactose is milk sugar. Lactose is one of the many components which the Ribbono Shel Olam, the master of the universe, causes to be found in milk. Many dairy products are made by using certain parts of milk, but not lactose. This is why some products, such as imitation cheese and lactose-free milk, bear a contains no lactose declaration, yet are fully dairy, as they contain other parts of milk. Next question. Many coffee creamers are labeled as non-dairy, but they're dairy certified. Why is this? Is it an error? Answer. No, it is not an error. As a result of the powerful U.S. dairy lobby, which seeks to keep imported milk proteins out of the U.S., government labeling regulations stipulate that foods that contain milk derivatives or milk byproducts are classified as non-dairy. Therefore, foods that contain casein, which is the predominant protein found in milk, are labeled as non-dairy under regulations formulated due to the pressure of the U.S. dairy lobby. These foods are fully dairy according to kosher regulations, so please continue to treat them as such when you see them bearing kosher dairy certification. Next question. I purchase a natural cheddar cheese that does not bear a recognized kosher symbol. Since I know for a fact that the rennet enzyme used to make the cheese is microbial, it's not from animal sources, I assume that what I'm doing is fine, or is it? Answer. I have to break it to you that it is not fine. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya 115:2, based on the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros 3:14, the Magen Mishnah there and other sources, rules that cheese, even when it is verified that it's been made with non-animal rennet, is only kosher when made under the special supervision of Yisrael. This halacha is based on the sugya in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Tractate Avodah Zarah, 29b, 35a and b, which records that Chazal, our sages, forbade gevinas akum, cheese made without special supervision. The prohibition of gevinas akum applies at all times and is unrelated to the halachas of Cholav Akum and Cholav Israel, such that even those who consume modern non-supervised milk, which we refer to as Cholav Stam, may not consume unsupervised cheese. Question. I'm so glad that you mentioned Cholav Stam. I always wondered why anyone today is careful to only consume Cholav Israel, as after all, the government carefully regulates the dairy industry. By the same token, I know someone who only consumes Cholav Israel, and he tells me that the government regulations are for sure too loose and unreliable. Can you please clarify this? Answer. The opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein that regular domestic milk, Cholav Stam, is kosher is not at all predicated upon the fact that government regulation of milk has removed the requirement that milk be subject to halachic supervision in order to be kosher, as required in Yoredeya 115:1. Rather, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Igros Moshe, maintained that the government's regulation of milk, which consists of inspections and fines for violation, should commercial milk be found to come from non-kosher species, engenders halachically recognized knowledge and virtual testimony by us all that the milk is kosher. In other words, by application of the halachic principle of anan sahadeh, meaning that we are all witnesses, which establishes known facts as if there were actual witnesses thereto, Rav Moshe Feinstein ruled that since we know, due to the government regulation of milk, that the milk is not from non-kosher animals, we all have the status of witnesses, as if we are personally supervising the milk, thereby fulfilling the Talmudic requirement for the supervision of a Yisrael, rendering the milk Chol of Israel. Government regulation of milk is today more advanced than it was in the era of Rav Moshe, and there is no reason to feel that it is inadequate. This applies to the U.S. and to countries with meaningful dairy regulations. Many countries are quite deficient in this regard. Nonetheless, it's important to note that the Igros Moshe did not obviate the halachic need for the supervision of milk. On the contrary, his approach maintains that the virtual supervision of a Yisrael, created through the rule of Anan Sadeh, fulfills the halachic supervision requirement. On the other hand, some authorities maintain that Chazal's Gezeira, their ruling, that milk must be supervised by Yisrael, means just that, physical supervision at the farm and nothing less. The Aruch HaShulchan in Yoredeya 115, section 4, in criticizing a different, far more lenient approach, writes that, quote, even if there is no chashash, no basis for suspicion of non-kosher milk, Chazal's Gezeira stands. In other words, even if we know that there is nothing to worry about, which would seemingly engender a situation of Anan Sadeh, the Aruch HaShulchan holds that it does not help. Chazal required that the Yisrael be on site to supervise the milking, and anything less falls short of meeting rabbinical kashrus requirements. Next question. I drink Cholav Stam, and when I travel to certain parts of the United States, I cannot find regular milk with a kosher symbol. What am I to do? Answer. Although kashrus agencies generally recommend purchasing milk only with the hechsher with a reliable kosher symbol, as this assures that all vitamins in the milk are kosher and that the milk was processed only on kosher equipment, nonetheless, mi'ikra din, according to the strict letter of the law, one who consumes Cholav Stam can purchase milk without a hechsher in countries which have reliable dairy regulations. This is because the vitamins in milk are batal, they are nullified, because they're only used in minuscule amounts. And most dairies process their milk on equipment dedicated only to milk. While in the minority of cases in which equipment for milk is shared, it usually undergoes a cleaning that, on an Ikra Din level, koshers the equipment. Please note, however, that if you need to purchase such milk, please do not purchase anything other than plain whole milk, low-fat milk, and skim milk. Flavored milk, super skim, and other fancy forms of milk, as well as all other dairy beverages, in addition to any beverages which are long shelf life, beverages not requiring refrigeration, which are sold usually in smaller boxes, always require hashgacha due to the ingredients used and the processing equipment, which is often shared with other kosher-sensitive products and often not kosher between such productions. We hope that this presentation of actual consumer questions and their answers has provided some elucidation to the far-from-simple certification of dairy products. Thank you for tuning in and have a great day.